Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Marcus. How may I help you?
Yes, I ordered some drones from you yesterday.
Okay, let me get your zip code so I can pull up your account.
89108.
Could you repeat that, sir?
What's that?
Zip code again?
89108.
108. Thank you for that. And your full name, sir?
Deke Grain.
Okay. Pulling your account up. Could you verify your address?
5800 West Gallon Road, Las Vegas.
Okay. One second. While I load up the account.
I got a number for you if you want it. Order number.
One second. My system is slow, but it's loading.
Where are you located at?
We're a third-party call center to answer accounts of 400 companies. Okay, I see that you ordered the Stealth Elite drone.
Yeah.
How can I help you, sir?
Well, I gave you the wrong email address. I gave you an old one that I'm not using anymore. And I didn't get any confirmation back, and I tried to call you guys yesterday and several times. Just got the recording and on, and tried to send you an email, and that bounced back, and I got to thinking, I wonder if this outfit's legit or not.
Okay, yeah, we do have your order to process. Let me see whether or not it's being prepared to be shipped. One second, sir.
All right.
One second, sir. I'm checking the system to see how I may be able to adjust the email address if need be, but I do see the order had been sent to the fulfillment office.
What order number do you have there?
So I have order number 262-86193.
Say again?
262-586-193.
173.
Let me go back, because there's actually several of them. Let me see. Okay, so I have that one as well for 825. Yes, I have that one as well.
For 825 what?
That was the charge. That was a shipping charge, and it was done at 409. Okay.
And the 193, what was that for?
One second.
You still there?
Yes, sir. I'm trying to locate exactly what that order's
Okay.
about. One second, sir.
Did you charge this thing in two separate orders?
One second, sir. I'm still working on this for you. Okay, sir. So a little background. Thank you. A little background information. So when you initially tried to make the purchase, you had a first order that was 262-586-172 that actually declined. So the one that went through was the number that you gave me was the 262-586-173. So that's the one that where you made the actual purchase of it. By making that purchase, you were also entered into a upsell for another drone, and that was the number that I gave you, which was the 262-586-193, where you were charged
Okay.
$29.99. So you're being sent an additional drone, which is the Stealth Elite drone. And it actually is a discounted drone, which has additional features on it.
Okay.
So you should be receiving that shortly, in the next three
And
to five days.
how long?
In the next 3 to 5 days.
Where's it shipping out of?
One sec, sir. There, I couldn't tell you exactly where. We deal with over 400 companies, so I don't know which particular location they'll be shipping it from. But I do have the order number if you want that, and it shows it has been already sent to fulfillment. And I'll be prepared to get that to you when you're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
It is 262-586-173.
173. Now that's
So that was the last number that I gave you.
yeah, and that's the one for Ray Dalton. Ray something.
No, that's actually the one for 29. That's the additional drone that's being sent to you. The one that was for 825 is the number that you gave me, which was the 262-586-173. 586-173.
Well, that's the number you just gave me back.
No, that was 193.
193.
Right, that's correct.
Okay.
Yes, sir. We got you all set, though, but definitely enjoy your product and have a great day.
Well, first of all, what about extra batteries for these things?
Let's look at this. Let's look at the product.
Is this thing coming out of China or coming across the ocean or coming out of the States or what?
One second, sir. Let me look into a little background of it. Okay, sir, yeah, these products are coming from a consumer direct savings store, and it is being shipped out of the USA.
USA, okay. Yes. Tell you which coast?
No, sir, it doesn't say exactly which coast. But you should expect to receive in 3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5? Mm-hmm. How's that coming? FedEx or?
This should be.
UPS or UPSFPS or?
United States Postal Service, first class mail.
Okay. All right. What about the batteries?
About the batteries. One second, please, sir.
I'm wondering if they're proprietary or whether I can order something like that on the internet or off the internet.
Yes, I'm reading through the product description. I haven't located whether or not you have batteries included, sir. But I'm still looking for it.
Okay. Now, it's got to have a battery included so you can operate it, I'm sure. But talking about additional batteries, bigger batteries or higher capacity or whatever. There wasn't much explanation in there. And the flyer or the email that I got.
Yeah, so where I'm looking at on the website, there's at the very bottom there are terms and conditions, and that's what I'm kind of combing through in order to be able to locate the information. But one second, I'm taking my time and I'm walking through to see if I can locate the information for you.
What's your name?
My name is Marcus.
Marcus?
Yes.
So I got somebody's name to refer to.
No problem.
Did you call you back? Marcus, what's your first name?
Yes, Marcus.
Okay, and your last name?
MacMillan.
Mac or Mick?
MacMillan. MCMILLIAN.
Okay. It's MC, not MAC, right?
MC. MCM. One second on. Let me see if I can find this information for you, sir.
All right. I thought I scoured it pretty good. I didn't find anything on it. But I'm not real computer literate anyway.
Okay, sir. So I was told that there's definitely a port that comes with it, so it can be charged. So whether it's the battery operating aspect, that's additional to it actually being able to be charged itself once you receive it. But if you have any additional questions, you're definitely free to call back, and we will be able to.
Now this is something I'll be able to charge so I can fly it, right?
That's correct.
But you know, I was looking for something like maybe an additional battery. These batteries are not changeable, or
I'm thinking, from my understanding, it operates both ways.
Both ways. Okay. And that was 3 to 5 days. That's from yesterday when I ordered it.
Yes, sir. That's when the fulfillment order was sent out.
So for this, I'm on the West Coast, so that kind of time frame for USPS has got to be somewhere out in this. On the west, and
so we probably would anticipate, you know, as early as or as late as Friday. Well, as early as Friday, maybe as late as Monday.
I see. Very good. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, wouldn't change my email. What do you have down there for my email?
Let me look back at that again. So for your email, we have, it's wv7c00@gmail.com.
Yeah, I put in, instead of the 00, I need to put in 47.
Okay, let me see if that could be. Modify that.
That way you can, and then send me a confirmation, will you?
Could you give that to me one more time?
Okay, it's exactly the same. WV7C 47 at gmail.com.
At gmail.com.
Yeah, I think it changes 00 to, change it to 47. It's the same email other than that. I'm just not using it anymore. That was when I started long.
So I have WV7C47@gmail.com.
Yep, sounds right.
Yes, I'll make a notation to the customer service department and they'll get that corrected in the system.
Okay.
I appreciate you, sir. You have a great day.
Thank you, and be sure and send me confirmation on this.
No problem.
Okay.
No problem.
Very good. Thanks. You said that today, this morning?
Yes. Thanks for calling customer service.
Very good. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.